For the past 10 months, Santa Fe Community College has had access to a stockpile of decommissioned firearms. Using the college's forging and welding facilities, students and faculty in the art department have transformed these metal leftovers into works of art, sculpture and jewelry that will be auctioned off this month to support scholarships and the nonprofit organization New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and with me is Santa Fe sculptor Jeremy Thomas. Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you.
Your forging class was a big part of this Guns to Art project. Where did these old firearms come from?
They came directly from gun buybacks by New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, then decommissioned, cut apart. Everything from revolvers to semi-automatic handguns to hunting rifles, all kinds of different parts and pieces of weapons.
So your students subjected these metal parts to all sorts of processes.
They all approached it in different ways. In the forging class, I tried to get them to approach it in the idea that iron is a mobile material. It can transfer from one object to another and deny its past usage and become something completely new. Having the students do that is the old idea of, you know, weapons to plowshares.
And what kinds of things did your students come up with?
Some of them were very floral, plant-like, which comes from that tradition of blacksmithing where you might have a floral motif in a piece of wrought ironwork. Other times, they just started hammering away on it, not knowing what they were going to make in the end. The process of making art is really closer to the act of play, and allowing them to play with the parts allows them to be creative with them. One of the students made this fantastic character that sits on top of almost like a surfboard out of gun barrels and different parts. It's really amazing to see where the imagination takes, you know, each student.
And I should say that your class is forging for the purposes of creating art rather than for industrial purposes.
Correct. The purpose for the class is to develop the skills of blacksmithing in conjunction with the other fabrication skills that they're learning in the other sculpture classes. So it's the combination of those two things that allow a broader vocabulary in the material. Once you introduce the forge and you realize that you can not only just cut and weld, but you can cut, weld, reshape, re-manipulate, stretch, compress, all of those things, it opens up what you can do with the material.
This is a divisive issue, guns. Was there a range of opinions among your students about working with guns, about being part of this entire process?
Yes. There were some students that had previous experience with firearms, and for many of them, it was hard to step away from the fact that they were firearms. And some of the students that had no experience with firearms were much more experimental with the materials because there was no predisposition on what they were supposed to be making or what it was. To them, it was just an interesting shape that came from an object. And then there were others that just really didn't want to deal with the materials at all. And I gave them that option. But most of them chose to and were rather intrigued with what they could make with them. You know, mechanically, the way those firearms are put together, the way they're built as a machine, as a mechanism, is quite beautiful. What they do isn't necessarily as beautiful.
Over the years, sculptors have worked with recycled metals. This is working with something that's a bit different, recycled gun parts, which carry a certain stigma. Does that give the artwork that's created with these materials a different feel? Do you think, Jeremy, that maybe gives the artwork a greater significance?
I think it depends on what you do with it, whether you allow that original use, that original material function, to inform what you're making with it now. We had quite a few discussions about the idea that any material you use brings the baggage and history of that material with it. And so when we think of iron, we bring all of the things that we use in society as iron into that piece. And that baggage is with it, whether you like it or not. And it depends on how much of that baggage you want to add.
Did you find, Jeremy, that the pieces of art that your students created were responses to the nature of the material that they were working with, namely gun parts? Did you find that they were commenting on that or not?
Some of them were. Some of them were definitely making social commentary on what they were using, what parts they had, and used that as direct social commentary. Others did not. It's how they feel about it.
So now we're moving from the art-making aspect of it to sharing this artwork with a gallery-going audience. What, in your opinion, Jeremy, is the value of transforming gun parts into art and sharing that with viewers?
I hope that it allows the viewer to look at and consider what the role of firearms and what the role of guns are within our society. After working with New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence, I started to really think about, you know, I myself am a gun owner. Why am I a gun owner? So hopefully the show itself brings some sort of awareness and some sort of dialogue to that, as well as help support New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence for them to continue the work they're doing. And I think that many of the students felt the same way, that what the work that they're doing is important.
You've spent your adult career as a sculptor, as an artist. Do you think that art can play a role in a divisive social issue like guns?
On an individual level, I think so. A good piece of artwork you walk up to and you should have some sort of visceral response to first, and then you can engage with it cognitively. Allowing that visceral response to happen first sometimes allows people to drop their barriers, remove the walls enough to be able to see over them.
Sculptor Jeremy Thomas teaches forging at Santa Fe Community College. His students took part in the Guns to Art project. And their work and others' work will be on display this month at the Form and Concept Gallery in Santa Fe. A benefit auction and reception takes place November 17th. Jeremy, I wish you great success with this Guns to Art project.
Well, thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.